All right. Welcome to this Motivational Monday, December 27th, 2021. Here we are. And we're going to go out this year focused on the main thing. And in Christ, the main thing is love. And so we hear in 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. I'm going to say that again. 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Yep, love is what you need. Love is what you need. Love is what you need. That's pretty simple. You know, the grammar in this passage is very interesting, yes? Now, don't tune out just because you heard the word grammar. Listen to this. It is just as acceptable in the original language for the verse to be read one of two different ways. You could say, when I truly love you in a deep way, I will forgive you completely and tenderly. Or you could say, when I love you deeply, God will forgive my multitude of sins. Either way, no matter how it's parsed out, no matter how it's handed back to you, love is what you need. This means that I have been called upon by God to love in such a way that I would quickly drop any offense that I might have toward anyone. And you're called to do the same. I live a life of love and accept you, warts and all, just as Christ accepts us, and how God has accepted us for that matter, that while we're still sinners, while we're broken, while we're messing up, God is still doing the loving. It also means that when I learn to love you, how God loves you, that God is exercising that gift of forgiveness in our life. The gift of forgiveness is being grown, which means there's more grace and there's more acceptance. And we'd even say God's favor is upon us, where God sees and rejoices over a community and over people and families who live that way. Love is what you need. When you're loving, you're living out the full heart of God. So how do you do it? Well, here's some ways to love. A challenge for you for 2022, in case you messed up love at any point in 2021. And this is from the scriptures that you know well, 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8. But here's some pointers. How about you be patient with someone today who's a little slower than you when it comes to getting it? That would be practicing love. Be kind to someone who needs a little extra help and offer it to them without their having to beg you for it. Don't boast about yourself. Find someone else to be proud of and let them know it. Don't get angry. Stay cool. Take a deep breath and carefully explain your feelings by building a bridge into someone else's life rather than a wall. Be protective. Stand up for someone who could use a little extra strength to turn their circumstances around. And don't give up on anyone. Keep the faith. Hang in there. Renew your hope. Persevere in your love for them. Because love, yes, is all you need. So now do it. Love someone else today, and you too will experience that love. That's how it works. Love makes the world go round. So here we are, end of 21, 22. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Hey, we'll see you in 2022. May love, real love, be yours. Good day.